ICOM is smart and uses universal everything for the most part. Yaesu is all proprietary, so that tuner only works with select Yaesu radios, kind of like the ATAS. It's got that microprocessor that uses the RF, the power, and tune it, and all that crap, which I don't think is, like, anything uncommon, but it uses that serial cable from the tuner into the radio, and then it uses the SO239 to the tuner from the radio. And the same with the DigiRig. The DigiRig is, the model number is BR891, so I'm pretty sure it's specific to that radio. So there isn't any reusing it, which is fine. Like, I kind of knew that going into this radio and buying yet another Yaesu is, like, you're kind of stuck with what you got. This radio is hopefully going to just be the radio that I use and have for a long, long time, because I don't really care for the waterfall and all the features. Like, if I'm going to play radio, it's pretty much just tuning around, hunting POTO or activating.